Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We have a fun episode today, I think.
We do. I think we're going to have fun. I think we're going to learn some things.
I think so. Yeah. We're going to play Would You Rather.
One of my favorites. I love this game.
Yeah. This is a nice little classic. A good little conversation starter.
Yeah.
And yeah, just can be hilarious. So. Mm-hmm. How do we want to do this? Just ping pong back and forth?
I think we should go back and forth. Did you make yours up? Or do you have a list?
I made mine up. Three of them I took from the internet, and then the other three or four I just made up myself.
Okay. I have a Thrillist one for New York City particularly.
Oh, interesting.
So that should be fun because they're very niche.
Okay. Yeah.
So it'll
be fun. So kick us off. You do one, I'll do one. We'll go back and forth.
Perfect. Okay. Nice. Oh, God. Damn it.
What the fuck are you about to ask?
Would you rather fall through the cellar doors on the sidewalk?
Oh, Jesus. That's like my nightmare.
Or be hit, not killed, hit by a falling air conditioner.
Oh, my God. Jesus. First of all, it is like my fear to fall through one of them fucking cellar doors.
Through the doors?
Yes, because they they don't lay flat. They always lay with a little like, a little bit of a curve to it. A little dip. Uh-huh.
And then you step on them, they're like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But how would I survive an air conditioner falling on top of me?
I know, you would be hit, but not killed.
Not flattened. Oh my God. I think I'm going to take the cellar door. Because at least as I'm falling down, at least as I fall through, I'm like, okay, I'm falling down. Like, I'm conscious of it versus being surprised, hit over the head by a fucking AC unit. Nah.
So embarrassing.
Oh my God. Oh, New York. Yeah. What would you do?
I think I would rather do the cellar doors as well because there's a chance there's like a stair I can catch onto or a railing or something. I could like save myself.
Right.
With something literally falling from the sky.
That's terrifying.
That's so scary.
Nah, I'm good on that. I hate when the air conditioning is leaking.
Oh my God, the drip.
The drips. I don't even like that shit. So
I can't with the drips.
I can't with the drips. Disgusting. So gross. Oh, God. Okay. I have a beauty one for you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Beauty and hair. Would you rather wear a foundation 2 shades too light for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God. That's so long. Okay.
Or wear a weave and your leave out doesn't blend.
Absolutely not. Give me the foundation in beige tan.
Ew.
Oh no. No, I can make that work, but the leave out just the lace just peeling, the leave out just frizzing.
Uh-huh.
No. No, that's why I can't wear a wig now. Because I already know my DK leave out would be, it would be crazy. I would have to relax it. it would be crazy.
Or just fry it to death.
Jesus. Or just, yeah, just fry it up. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh my God. What would you rather have?
Oh God. I don't want none of these things.
I know. Foundation too late is tough. That's hard.
That's tough. To walk around with your face just washed out. Because then it just brings so many questions. It's like, is she bleach her skin? Is she trying to wear her foundation two shades too light? Damn. Does she have friends and nobody told her? What the fuck?
She have black friends?
Yeah. Like, there's so many questions when you see somebody with their foundation all the way fucked up.
No.
But that weave and my leave out just hanging. Just nice, slick, yakky. And then my nap on top. I don't know if I can take that shame either.
Yo, I might name this episode Nice Slick Yaki.
Nice Slick Yaki. Oh, God. Lord. Oh, man, that's so hard. I might do the weave.
Really?
I might do the weave and then the leave out. What I used to do when my leave out was getting frizzy, or I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't have time to flat iron or whatever, I would always just like do a cute little braid, like pin it, you know, there's little solutions to kind of work with the leave out that doesn't blend. So I feel like I have more opportunity there versus just walking around with white face on. I can't.
Oh my God. No, blend me up, girl. I could not be bothered. Okay, would you rather live in an apartment with a washing machine, dryer, and a dishwasher, but no internet?
Oh, God.
Or live in a studio with no amenities and a kitchen shower, but internet? Like, really good internet.
Oh, Lord.
Like Verizon, like your parents' house. Internet. Yeah. You know, your parents' house always has good internet?
Yeah. In there. Oh my God, you need internet to function. We run a business.
Do you?
We need the internet. I mean, I can't watch TV. I can't live without television. So if that means...
You better get yourself some cable, girl. You better go down to the Verizon, get you a house phone and some cable.
Oh my God. That is tough. I need TV. The internet, I feel like you can... As annoying as it would be, there are ways to live with going to cafes and I live on the block with a library on one end. I got a cafe the other end. Like, I think I could survive without internet. But that internet, if that is providing my TV access, then we might have a problem.
Because
I need TV and movies to get through my everyday.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm taking the kitchen shower in the studio.
Damn, girl.
Damn, am I really doing that?
You are. You're living in Chinatown, girl. Get that kitchen shower.
I'm living in, what they call
it? Living right above Peking Duck House.
Well, I got my internet, though. Be watching my shows.
Yep. Uh-huh. You're probably paying $900 a month.
I know. Rent. And I'm getting robbed left, right, and center. Jesus. That one sucks. Oh, God.
It sucks, right? And for anybody who's listening who doesn't know, New York does have apartments where the shower's in the kitchen. Like, there is a possibility that you could not have a sink in your bathroom because it's not the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of apartments, too, that have the washer-dryer in the kitchen. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. Too. There's a lot of apartments with the washer-dryer in the kitchen. And usually the washer-dryer is one apparatus.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you never seen those? It washes and dries?
And the same thing.
I've never seen that. That's so weird. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, God. New York. What a place. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have another beauty-related one for you.
Oh, man. Okay.
Would you rather deal with braids that are too tight for a month? A month, or deal with a relaxer burn on your scalp.
No, absolutely.
For a day. No. For a day.
No, just a day.
For a day.
But okay, I have a relaxer burn and it's bad, but my hair is relaxed then? Did I have relaxed hair?
That shit might be falling out by the end of that day.
I don't know. It might be gone. It might just be bald and start over.
Oh my God. Let's say nothing happens to your hair in either situation. Okay. You just deal with the pain. Okay. You get a relaxer, you know, that relaxer tingling, that burn.
Yeah.
For a full 24 hours, or braids that are too tight for a month.
Oh my God, this is so hard. Oh my God.
Yeah, they both suck. Honestly,
they both are trash. If you ever felt the pain of the braid, the first tension of that braid.
Yeah. Woo. I'm good for taking out braids if it's too tight.
Really?
I've done that a few times as a child. And as an adult, if I can pinpoint the braid, you know, there's like the one braid that's bringing most of pain.
It's always back here.
Always in the back or in the front, which is the worst. Or in the front is like, God, I don't want to lose those ones. But I will take that bitch out. I haven't done it in a while, but I feel like at one point I taught myself how to do the knot and put it back in myself.
No.
Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, if shit's going left, I can't deal with that pain. So,
wow. See, and I'll suffer. I'll suffer through.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Suffer through. And my sister's the same. She can wear some tight braids and shit for a while. I can't. Mm-hmm. I have zero pain tolerance on my head.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it looks good. That's the thing.
Mm.
If the braids look good, that's the thing. Damn. And the relaxer tingling for a day would take me out for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no solution.
No, you just sitting there burning.
You just burning.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, am I going to be hurting for a month? Damn.
I remember that too. And that relaxer burning and your fucking hairstylist goes to the bathroom or happens to go get lunch at the same time.
Just go get the chicken wing real quick.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, this shit is burning. What you mean?
My hair is falling out right now.
You can feel the follicles.
You can just feel your ancestors sobbing.
Sobbing.
God. I think that's what it is. I think it's the PTSD of the relaxer burn. I don't think I can do it. I think we'll have to do the braids.
The braids for a month?
A month for 31 days. Sign me up. Sign me up for August. Sign me up. Because I can't. Yeah. That remembrance, I would, oh my God, I wouldn't be able to escape it.
Yeah, it's tough. Like the relaxer burn, it burns so good for a little bit and then it turns to pain.
Just a second.
Just a second. And then it turns to, okay, we got to get to the sink. Okay. I got to get this shit out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have scabs. Like it's going to
be. Yeah. Yep. Oh, God. Ooh. I might go for the relaxer burn, though.
Just for the one day, right?
Just for the day. Yeah. I think I might do that because the braids, I'd be suffering already myself with these damn braids. Not a month, but sometimes it's like a solid week where it's it's tight. And it's not the whole head. It's just like certain braids or around the front. And you don't want to, I can't take out the front because your, you know, your front hair is so fine. You need somebody who's like a professional to put those ones in. But a month and sleeping on it, no, usually that first week I'm popping town all PMs like
absolutely
get my shit to sleep. It's painful.
It's inflammation.
Yeah, truly. Anti-inflammatory for my scalp.
Yep.
Oh, God, yeah, that's a rough one.
Whew. man. Okay, this is an interesting one.
Okay,
would you rather spend 24 hours in a subway station or spend 24 hours in line at the DMV?
Oh, God. Ugh. What?
I know. The DMV is tough. The
24 hours. I hate lines, first and foremost.
Oh, as do I. I
don't wait in line for nothing. I always go to the front of the line and see if there's a way to sneak in. Always. No matter where we're going. I'm like, Nate, wait here. And then he'll get online, and then I go to the front and see, is there, who can I talk to? Do I see anybody? Is there a way to finagle in? I don't do lines. I hate lines. So 24 hours at the DMV line? That's the worst at line the to DMV. Be in.
It is. They all hate it. Everybody who worked there hate it.
Everybody hates their life.
You got to stare at a picture of the president or the governor.
Horrible. Oh, God. Oof, 24 hours at the DMV.
But 24 hours in a subway station? That's so scary. What if there's a rat? A horse rat? Subway
station? Oh, God. What subway station we talk about?
See, that's the thing. It doesn't specify.
Yeah.
Let's say, you know what? Let's say Penn Station.
Oh, God. I knew he was going to do that. Oh, God. That's a horror movie down there.
Let's throw some PTSD in. Let's do Penn Station.
Oh, God. Penn Station is... by far the worst train station.
It's a good Penn Station. It is tough there with Port Authority. It's tough. Port Authority is bad, actually.
Yeah. Any of the transit hubs. Except for Grand Central. Grand Central station is nice.
That's Grand Central is beautiful, but Grand Central also closes. That's probably why.
Oh, it does. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whew, 24 hours at Penn Station with the goons and the goblins and the vampires and the night crawlers.
And the horror film. It's crazy.
Oof. 24 hours at the DMV. I think I'm doing the DMV.
Same.
I think I'm doing the DMV.
I always meet somebody fun at the DMV.
Yeah. Sit down and grab your number 654. Look at your receipt and you're 999. Like, God. That's the worst. The numbers are ridiculous. That's what kills it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody like, it moves fast, though. It moves fast. I'm like, shut up, Bob. Get the fuck out of my face. Look like you've been here for 3 weeks. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going with the DMV. Penn Station is, you might lose your life that night.
There's a high chance.
High chance.
Something.
Yeah, something.
Your identification, your life, something is gone.
Gone. Yeah. Oh, God. Woo. Yikes. Okay. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years?
Nope.
A woman's maximum security prison for 5 years.
Okay.
Or be in a coma for a decade.
coma, girl. I need to sleep. Bye, y'all. See you in 2020, whatever. I don't got to deal with nothing. I don't deal with the aftermath of nothing. I already dealt with enough. We had two recessions and COVID. I'm good. Y'all figure this out for the next 10 years. You don't need me. That's fine. No problem.
I would take the coma too. I ain't going to nobody's women's maximum security women's prison. I've seen enough prison shows. I wouldn't survive.
I was just telling Crunch, I'm good on jail, I'm good on prison, and I'm good on bookings. I'm good on all of it. Of those things.
Yeah. I want no run-ins with law enforcement or the prison system. Mm-mm. It would not do well. Did you ever watch? Oh man, me and Doran used to watch this show down. I haven't watched it in so long. 60 Days In on A&E.
But I would listen to JNXD.
They sound like they would do that show. God. Yo.
The mindset of those people, that's really something.
Really something. 60 Days In is, first of all, it's like a horror show. It's so scary watching.
Yeah.
And I mean, they had some crazy seasons. They had this one girl. So for those who don't know, 60 Days In is a show, I think it's on A&E, where they have people, men and women, go undercover as inmates at like maximum security prisons. They go through training. They are given like identities, like new names. They show up with a reason of why they're in jail, blah, 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 blah. And their whole thing is they're working for the prison as like informants to go in and learn how are drugs getting in, how are, you know, who's running the gangs, like all that in the third. It's so crazy because you see through watching these contestants go through like, going undercover, you see how prison dehumanizes people and you yourself start to not act human. Yeah. You yourself start to, they literally had a guy who was involved in a fight. They had a girl who was taking drugs, like in the prison with the other inmates. Damn. They had a girl who fell in love with another bitch in the fucking prison.
Well,
I mean, I've seen it all on 60 Days In. Like, man. You literally see how you, in that environment where people are completely stripped.
Yeah.
You have to fight for survival.
That level of survival mode, though, is like a whole other level.
It's a whole other level. Yeah. And then, some of the crazy seasons have been times where the other inmates become suspicious of the ones that are undercover. The show 60 Days In is now, well known.
Right, a thing. Yeah.
And so people are like, is she on the show? Like, I think she's on the show. And then cornering her and be like, so what was your story again? You said that you was doing what and what? That don't make no sense. I've been in the system. That don't mean that your prosecutor gets the da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, girl. I've seen them have to pull contestants out because it was getting dangerous for them. Because they were starting to, learn, or people were starting to suspect something was off.
Yeah,
girl. So I'm not doing nobody's prison time. I'll be in a coma for 2 decades.
Absolutely. See you when I'm 50.
Yep.
Oh, wow, everybody. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Hey guys, that's a taste of this week's episode of Allegedly Supposedly.
For full access to Allegedly Supposedly, all videos, and extra special bonus content, join us on Patreon at
patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.